instant inspiration. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. How many people can say that? So many people would like to believe in themselves, but they don't believe in themselves. Now, why is it that people don't believe in themselves? Why is it that people are reluctant to say, I believe in myself? Well, perhaps it's like a person who has one watch. A person with one watch, he knows what time it is. A person with two watches is never sure. One watch may be a minute ahead or a minute behind or more, and you don't know which watch to believe. But you have one watch and you depend on it. Well, a person who believes in himself has one thought in their mind, and that is that they're number one. They go around the world having great adventures, doing wonderful things, exciting things that just turn everybody on, and they do it. Now, our own Sylvia Enns here, Reverend Dr. Sylvia Enns, was called upon to perform a wedding. And the wedding was different by every standard terminology you could imagine. Number one, it was to be held at the station of a railroad train. And the station of the railroad train is up in the mountain. And the station of the railroad train is in a railroad museum. And the young couple are employed by the railroad museum, and it is their second love. The first love, of course, is each other. So Sylvia was called in, being a neighborhood minister here at God Unlimited University of Healing, and she met with the couple and discussed the wedding and saw how it was to be handled. But she had no idea of the excitement that was to follow. But Reverend Enns just believed in herself. She went to the wedding with all great expectations. And when she got there, she found that she was not alone. It was not a wedding just between the couple and their dear friends, but a whole train full of 300 people were in the backdrop. And they all listened as Reverend Enns read the wedding and prepared the wedding for the couple and spoke beautiful words of being two pillars in a temple, apart yet together, two trees in a forest, apart yet together. And the couple just melted, hearing these wonderful ideas that were so significant to them. Then Reverend Enns said, I pronounce you man and wife, you can kiss. And all 300 people shouted and hooted and said, welcome, wonderful, to the wonderful world of marriage. And the couple smiled at each other and they said, they don't know what they're talking about, because they had each other. Well, they got on a train, and they rode on this train in a special boxcar. Boxcar? It's a Pullman car that was built 76 years ago. And it was a Pullman car with beautiful plush velvet, red velvet covers on the seats, and everything was done just royally. And there the wedding cake was cut. And there our minister friend, Reverend Sylvia, was right there. She was first in line to get the biggest piece of cake. She was first in line to get the biggest glass of champagne. She was first in line to kiss the bride and kiss the groom and wish them well on their new journey together. But you see, this can only happen when you believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you don't have a life full of doldrums. You have a life full of adventures. You have a life full of exciting things that take place. Reverend Ellen was down in Africa. And down in Africa, she was sitting in the back of a car with six other people, crowded like sardines. And there was a feeling of unhappiness because everyone's sort of crowded in there. So what did Reverend Ellen do? She decided to change the mood of the story, and she started to sing. That's because she believes in herself. She didn't care if anybody sang with her. She sang. And so what happened? Everybody started singing. And then when everybody stopped singing, one person had got the message and just continued right on singing and right on singing and right on singing, having a great old time. But you see, when you believe in yourself, you open up many wonderful doors. You open up the doors of performing weddings and funerals and baptisms, as we did in Africa too. We had three beautiful children that we baptized in different churches. And it was an exciting adventure, because each child was absolutely perfect. One little tiny baby was quiet as a church mouse. Didn't whimper, didn't say a thing, just lay there and let us put this very sacred water on. Just a beautiful child. And another young boy, he was active and dynamic and running around like a chicken with his head cut off, just so busy, busy, busy. But come time for the baptism, and he was quiet and looked up and said, "This is important, I know." And he was a perfect little child. This is the way things go when you believe in yourself. You create everything going smoothly, harmoniously, and lovingly. So the next time you get a little bored, start believing in yourself and watch the doorways open for exciting adventures that will change your whole life and, in the process, change the life of everyone around you. Have a lovely day, and know that my blessings and my love are with you always.